Welcome everyone, Mez Hashem. We continue with Kavod Shemayim. This is Shir number 8. We continue discussing the numerous places the Torah talks about the topic of Lashon Hara. The fifth parsha in the Torah, also in Sefer Shemayis, where Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'hein lo yaminu li, that Klal Yisrael will not believe him, they will not listen to him when he says, Hashem send me to take you out of Mitzrayim. So what does Hashem respond back to Moshe Rabbeinu? What is that in your hand? What are you holding? So he's holding, as we all know, the matah, the staff. And as the pasuk continues and tells us, it turns into a snake. What's the reason why it turned into a snake? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, you did a maisa nachash. The nachash spoke against me. He spoke lashon hara against me. You did a ma'isa nachash. You did the same lashon hara, the act of lashon hara. That's what the nachash did. That was the remez why the matah turned to a snake. Number 6. Furthermore, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "V'inei yodoi mitzayras kesheleg." Not that Hashem says, but rather Moshe Rabbeinu's hand was light, white like a mitzayra. His hand turned white like a mitzayra. Also, as a punishment for saying v'hein lo yaminu li, that Klal Yisrael will not believe him. Now we have to think for a second. Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't want to go down. He was trying to avoid being the shliach with his humility. He wasn't coming from a negative perspective. But nonetheless, he should not have said this. As we see, he was punished in two different ways. The staff became a snake, and his hand turned white, like a mitzvah.